spurring more discussions among women about their challenging lives on the farm. Up next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Sleep deprivation. It doesn't sound serious, but it is. Inadequate quality sleep can lead to faulty decision-making, slower reaction times, fatigue, confusion, and decreased productivity. It raises the risk factor for all you do on the farm. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. A study of farm women and their health and safety concerns generated a number of discussion groups that appear to be carrying on even after the study was over. Florence Beacott, Hannah Budge, and Shoshana Inwood did the study, focusing on the health and well-being of farm women. Budge, who is a rural sociologist living in Scotland, says farm women face a lot of stress, but the discussion groups seem to help a lot.
I would definitely be hopeful, optimistic about it in the future, and hopefully these conversations are sparking conversations in farm households and making maybe people feel more confident to bring up and say, okay, I'm not actually feeling confident, I actually am struggling with this.
The study focused on farm women in the U.S., but Beacott says they are not alone in their struggle.
We have a colleague out of Slovenia, so a very different country, who looked at very similar questions and found very similar findings. We have colleague in the United Kingdom who just are about to start a big project looking at the health and well-being of farm women.
Beacott and Budge were guests on a recent podcast done by the AgriSafe Network. There's a link to it from the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.